Good evening, good evening, good evening, San Francisco. And also, if you're listening from Charlotte to Japan, welcome! You're a part of the Nerd Revolution. And wherever you're listening from, speaking of Charlotte and all the East Coast, oh my God, the weather, it's crazy. By the way, my name is Rocker Smooth. For the next 120 minutes, you are going to ascend with me up towards the balcony where I reside. Did I say it's February 1st yet? Hi, my name's Ross. Please allow me to repeat myself. All right, so we got some new rock this week. We got some smooth rock. We got some hip-hop at the end, some classic rock in the middle. I haven't been here for 2 weeks. I worked last week. It sucked. But, you know, you got to get paid. It's all good. I'm glad to be here. Next week's the Super Bowl. I could care less. It'll be a good day to go see a movie, though. And probably a good NBA games. All right, so I figure everything is already hooked up. No one was in before me. So let's just dive right in, guys. Let's start off with our original, unofficial theme song by the 24/7 Spies. John Conley's Theory off Gumbo Millennium. And then we'll hit you with a couple smooth ones as we get started into the show. So happy you're with me today. right, welcome back here to the balcony with me, Rocker Smooth. All right, now that you're kind of, we're easing into it. All right, we started off with John Conley's Theory, our unofficial theme song. Then we heard In Your Eyes by Bad Bad Not Good off number 4. Then we heard the theme from A Summer Place off 16 Most Requested Songs. And then we heard Lady Fingers by Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass off Whipped Cream. Okay, so I don't know if you have heard. Well, Artemis 2 is not canceled. Our next rotation around the moon, but because of weather, it's not happening Saturday. But what is happening this week that everyone is talking about is the new 50th anniversary special from The Muppet Show. It premieres Wednesday, February 4th, 2026, 9 p.m. on Eastern Standard Time at ABC. All right, now that that's over with, I wish they would sponsor me. I grew up with The Muppet Show. Let's just leave it at that. I mean, no, let's just go. All right, first of all, Kermit just was a guest on Jimmy Kimmel. And for the younger listeners out there, Kermit hosted The Tonight Show in 1979. He was a guest host. I'm not making this up. He was a guest host for Johnny Carson. The guest was Vincent Price. It was awesome. They took some great pictures together. Anyway, great interview. Kermit will be a guest host this summer when Jimmy Kimmel comes in and brings in his slew of B hosts. And that'll be an A host, finally. So, and then I grew up with, you know, I just remember watching The Muppet Show every week. When the dance sequence come on is when I would have my fruit cocktail. But then as an adult watching it now, seeing how much it made an impression on me, the story behind the story. My show is called The Balcony, which is originally the two people, Waldorf and Statler, yelling down at the people from The Muppets. You know, I mean, like, it had a big effect on me as the bed music cuts out. But, so, I don't know if you know. So, the show is coming back this Wednesday on ABC. I can't believe it. And originally, when the show left the air, you know, obviously it waned in popularity. But also, as Kermit said the other night, they had gone through so many guest hosts. They just went through all of Hollywood. So I can't wait to see all the people that are going to be dying to get on it now. And never mind the fact that it's basically produced by Seth Rogen, who has done work with the Muppets in the past. So, all right, let's get it started. Play a little Muppet set. We'll be right back here at the balcony.
Our guest star, that's what I'm here to do. With a candy man. Don't get strung up by the way I look. Don't judge a book by its cover. I'm not much of a man by the light of day, but by night I'm one hell of a lover. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. Let me show you a rhyme and maybe play you a sign. You look like you're both pretty groovy. Or if you want something visual that's not too abysmal, we could take in an old Steve Reeves movie.
I'm glad we caught you at home. Could we use your phone? We're both in a bit of a hurry.
Right.
We'll just say where we are, then go back to the car. We don't want to be any worry.
Well, you got caught with a flat wheel. How about that? Well, babies, don't you panic. By the light of the night, it'll all seem all right. I'll get you a satanic mechanic. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. Why don't you stay for the night?
Night.
Or maybe a bite.
Night.
I could show you my favorite obsession. I've been making a man with blonde hair and a tan. And he's good for relieving my tension. I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. Hey, hey, I'm just a sweet transvestite from transsexual Transylvania. So, come up to the lab
and see what's on the slab. I see you shiver with anticipation. But maybe the rain is really to blame. So I'll remove the cause. But not the symptom.
But not the symptom. Welcome back here to the balcony with me, Rocker Smooth. All right, so let's go through our little Muppet montage there, if you will. I'm so excited for the Muppet Show. All right, we started off with the original theme from the Muppet Show. Then we heard the Muppet Show theme by OK Go off the Muppets trip of the Muppets. It's a rock album, a compilation, if you will. It's called Muppets the Green Album. And, of course, Weezer's on it if it's called the Green Album. And Weezer does the Rainbow Connection with Hayley Williams. And then we also heard after that Rock On by Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem, one of the greatest rock and roll names of all time. Also, such a cool song. And then we just heard Sweet Transvestite by Tim Curry off the Rocky Horror Picture soundtrack, which I became obsessed with in seventh grade. And now that I know that, when I found out then, Richard O'Brien, who plays Riff Raff, wrote all the music for the Broadway play and then also for the movie soundtrack, and that's the reason this movie. I mean, so many other reasons as an adult and as a kid to enjoy it, but the music really stands the test of time. Alright, let's hear a couple classics, if you will, and then we'll hear some new rock. This is gonna be, this is just stuff that's fun for me to listen to. No big theme in this stuff, guys. Just glad you're with me here on the balcony. Let's get it started.
Of the world, cover. You're willing to sacrifice our love. You never take advice. Someday you'll pay the price. I know. I've seen it before. It happens all the time. You're closing the door. You leave the world behind. You're digging for gold. You're throwing away. Make me cry.
it's time for me to fly. Time for me to fly.
Here to the balcony with me, Rocker Smooth. Rocker Smooth Talker. Hope everyone's enjoying their Sunday out there. Sorry. By the way, Radio Valencia is always looking for new DJs. You can get that process started by going to radiovalencia.fm. We've had a little influx recently, which is very nice. All right, let's do a little back sell, guys. By the way, I'm very happy you're with me this Sunday afternoon or evening, wherever you're listening. We heard Shoplifters of the World Unite by the Smiths off Louder Than Bombs. And then we heard Cold as Ice by Foreigner off Foreigner. Love that one. Then Time for Me to Fly by REO Speedwagon. Off. And I love clever album titles, but it's always a bitch to try to type this one in. You can tune a piano, but you can't tune a fish. Classic. All right. So what do we got going up next here? How about a little F-U-C-K? We'll be right back here at the balcony.
Oh, see standing there on freedom's shore, waiting for the sun, waiting for the sun, waiting for the sun.
Here to the balcony with me, Rocker Smooth. All right, so we started off that set with Pound Cake off For Unlawful Carnal Knowledge. Bleep! You know, because my show is owned by Disney, so I try not to curse. You know, and the idea that my mom or my daughter might be listening. Occasionally, there's a little slip up here and there, but you know, pretty much. Back when Odd was back on the show back in the day, that was a different story, though, let me tell you. All right, so we heard Pound Cake off For Unlawful Carnal Knowledge. Then we heard Bark at the Moon, which back then I didn't like. I didn't like Ozzy. I didn't understand it. I wasn't a Black Sabbath fan. But now, that's a really good song. It's well produced. It's engineered great. The guitar is out of control good. And then that was off Bark at the Moon. And then after that we heard Waiting for the Sun by The Doors. Love it. I bought my first bag, ate the weed, and smoked it with Wade Doster and rocked out to that song off Morrison Hotel. All right, so three classics. Let's keep up a couple more classics, then we'll hear some new rock. Let me think, what do we got? One, two, three. All right, that sounds good. All right, we'll be right back here at the balcony. By the way, I'm glad you're with me.
Possible, hit cruise control.